Good shot, Domini. Far too good for me, I'm afraid. Indeed, I am rather relieved to have finished our game after such a display of expertise upon your part.
Nonsense, Your Excellency. I had a deal of luck, that's all.
Come, let us walk back to the clubhouse and join the ladies for luncheon.
Hello, Domini. Prince Ternilov. Had a good game?
Very good, thanks, Eddie.
Oh, does that mean you haven't, sir?
I surpassed myself, Mr. Pelham. But, of course, no ordinary human golfer is of any account against Domini. He plays far too well for any self-respecting German... for any self-respecting German to play against.
How's the motor business, Eddie?
So-so. I'm not quite as keen on it as I was.
Oh, pity. I tell you what, why don't you pop down to Domini next week and tell me all about it?
Next week?
Yes, I'll be there then. Leave the port, thank you, Parkins.
Yes, sir. Will that be all, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Your chair, my lady.
No, thank you, Parkins. I shall remain here tonight.
Yes, my lady.
Tonight I shall be like your men friends, Everard, when the ladies have left. I was just thinking, how wonderful to dine together like this.
Ah, unfortunately, I have a visitor tonight. It's not a social call, just a matter of business, which I fear will take me from you for the rest of the evening. So... let's make the most of it while we can.
Yes. Do you know, Everard, I'm so happy with you. And I feel so strong and well. But there are many times when I have a dull pain in my heart because I know that I'm not quite cured.
But Rosamond, my
dear,
you
don't interrupt me. How can I be cured when all the time there is this problem of you? The problem which I am as far off solving as ever I was. Often... I find myself comparing you with the Everard I married.
Do I fail so often to come up to his standard?
You never fail. You are so like him, and yet so different. You drink so little. You are always so self-controlled, so serious. The Everard I remember would never have had politicians and ambassadors for his friends. He would have spent all his time racing and hunting or shooting, as the fancy took him. And yet...
and yet what?
I think he loved me better than you.
Why?
I cannot tell you why. But I think that he did. I have spoken to Dr. Harrison. He told me that you probably love me more than you dare to show, because someday the real Everard Domini might come back.
That's quite true. He may come back at any moment.
But I don't want him back. I want you.
Dear Rosamond, alas, that bell summons me to a rather important visitor. Will you please trust me just a little while longer? Trust me and wait. Well, Seaman, you bring news?
Indeed, I do. News disturbing, news magnificent, news astounding. We will speak first of what is more than disturbing. The mystery of Johann Wolf's disappearance has been solved.
Wolf? Oh, it's the fellow who brought the message from Dr. Schmidt.
The very same. What was behind his visit to Domini, I cannot even now, after 6 months, imagine. But I tell you this. Wolf vanished from your house that night into an English prison.
That's incredible.
Incredible, but true.
But such a thing is against the law. No country can keep a citizen of another country in prison without formulating a definite charge or bringing him up for trial.
That is all very well in an ordinary case, but Wolf has been a marked man for years. But what troubles me more than the actual fact of Wolf's disappearance is the mystery of his visit to you and his almost immediate capture at Domini.
They must have tracked him down.
Yes, I suppose so. However, you are the great hope now, Domini.
It is... to be, then.
It is to be. The word has gone out. And the whole of Germany is like a vast military camp. By the end of August, we shall be in Paris.
This is news indeed.
I have been received with favor in the very loftiest circles. You and I both stand high on the list of those to whom great rewards shall come. His Majesty approves of your reluctance to wed the Princess Eiderstrom. Von Regelstein has decided well, he declared. These are not the days for marriage. You will gain by it, believe me. But now, I have a list of instructions for you. Like a mighty piece of machinery, we move towards war. Everything has been calculated to the last nicety.
And the final result, is that also calculated?
Look here. You, my friends, are one of the first to gaze upon this map. Here you see the dream of the Kaiser. Here you see the framework of the empire that is to be. Everything between these two lines belongs to the new German Empire. Asia is there at our feet. No longer will Great Britain control the supplies of the world. Raw materials of every description will be ours. And for wealth, India and China.
You take my breath away. This is marvelously conceived. But tell me, what of Russia with her millions? How are we to help ourselves to her rich provinces?
This is where the genius steps in. Russia has been ripe for revolution any time for the last 15 years. We have secret agents in every Russian city and throughout her army. We shall teach Russia how to make herself a free country.
I see. And what of my own work?
Everything. Almost your daily life has been planned. We shall go over it together within a day or so. Meanwhile, remember this. It is our great aim to keep England out of the war.
Then Prince Ternilov is right, after all?
If we want England out of the war, it is not that we desire her friendship. It is that we may crush her the more easily when Calais and Boulogne are in our hands. And that will be in 3 months' time. But now I must go.
And the map?
Baron von Reigerstein, there are 6 of those maps in existence. This one is for you. Guard it well.
I shall guard it as though it were my greatest treasure. I'm sorry that I could not get here sooner, Excellency.
You have heard the news? It is for von Reigerstein. I am a broken man. I sent for you to say farewell and to make a confession. You were right. I was wrong. I have been made the cat's paw of the very men whose policy I have always condemned.
Everyone will at least realize that you did your best for peace.
That is one reason why I sent for you. Not long ago, I spoke to you of a diary that I had been keeping of my work in this country. It will tell you of all my efforts and how they were foiled. I beg you to take it and read it with the utmost care, and await my instructions with regard to it. Please guard it well. Even this embassy is not free from our own spies, and the existence of these memoirs is known. The moment I reach Germany, their fate is assured. For that reason, these memoirs must be kept in a safe place until I see a good use for them. Study them carefully, and perhaps even your own allegiance to the war party may waver for a moment as you read.
I serve no party. Only my country.
Go now. You have a terrible task before you. I am bound to wish you Godspeed. For myself, I shall not raise my head again until I have left England. You will remain in London?
No. No, I must return to Domine's. There's something of great importance that must be done. Well, Williams, how's the work progressing?
Oh, it's a dirty bit of work right enough, sir. I don't know as I ever came across a bit of woodland as was so utterly, hopelessly rotten.
Have you come across anything unusual yet?
Well, we haven't come across anything that isn't unusual so far, sir. My men are all wearing extra leggings to keep them from being bitten by adders. As long as my arm, some of them. And there's fungus there. When you touch it, it sends out a smell strong enough to make a strong man faint. We had to kill a cat yesterday, as big and strong as a leopard. It's a queer job, sir.
How long will it take to destroy the Blackwood?
Oh, 3 weeks or a month, sir.
I'm begging your pardon, sir. This old lady hangs about the whole time.
Oh, Mrs. Marston.
Some of the men are afraid of her, think she's a witch.
What are these men doing here, Everard Domine?
These men are going to cut and hew their way from one end of Blackwood to the other until not a tree or bush remains.
You will dare to do this?
Will you dare to tell me why I should not?
There's evil will come to you if you do this.
Plenty of evil has come to me from that wood as it is.
You mean then to disturb the spirit of him whose body you threw there?
I am no murderer, Mrs. Marston. If your son crept into the wood and died there, then his death is not at my door.
You've done him wrong!
That again is false! His passion for Lady Domine was uninvited and unreciprocated. Your son was a lonely, morose and ill-living man, and as for you, I think you've had your revenge.
It was you who nursed my wife into insanity. It was you who fed her with the horror of your son's so-called spirit. I think if I'd stayed away any longer, Lady Domini would be in a madhouse today.
I wish to heaven that you'd rotted to death in Africa.
For shame, woman.
You carry your evil feelings far. Take my advice. Give up this foolish idea that Blackwood is still the home of your son's spirit. Go right away and forget it.
I've heard a rumor. There have been words spoken here and there about you. I've had my doubts sometimes. I have them every time you speak. Are you really Everard Domini?
Who else?
Well, there's one who's never believed it, and that's her ladyship. What if you should be an impostor?
Then you have only to prove it, and a portion of the Blackwood may yet remain standing.
Take heed! You are asking for evil things!
Then be assured that if they come, I shall know how to deal with them. Carry on, please, Mr. Williams. I'd like you to remain here tonight, Doctor.
Ah, you're expecting something to happen, hmm?
Well, I wish at any rate to be fully prepared.
Then I'll stay with pleasure, if you can give me a shake down near Lady Domini's apartments. Oh, by the way, I was
now
wondering
why
whether...
Why are you two whispering like conspirators?
Because we are conspirators. I've just persuaded Dr. Harrison to stay the night.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm sure that we can make him comfortable.
Oh, let me be put as near your own apartment as possible.
You think, then, that something will happen tonight, Everard?
Tonight, or one night very soon. It's as well for you to be prepared. You must not be afraid. You will have the doctor on one side of you, and I shall be on the other.
I am afraid of only one thing. I have been so happy lately.
Middleton?
Yes, sir.
Heggs, keep well back. Are your chaps ready, Williams?
Yes, sir. What do you want them to do?
Nothing. Just keep quiet and still and wait for my signal.
Understood, sir. Oh, my legs is...
Shh. Quiet, Middleton.
Look, sir, over there. See?
Yes, and coming this way.
Oh, my God.
Shh. Now stand by, all of you. Steady now, lads. Now, come on! Quickly now. Tie his hands and feet. Anybody hurt?
We're all right, Squire. Or just shot down.
Domini, what the devil was that appalling scream? Lady Domini's fainted clean away.
Will she be all right?
Oh, it's all right. Nurse is with her.
Then come and look here, Doctor.
What?
Bring the lamp, Williams.
Yes, sir.
It's all right. He's safely tied. Come and see where the spirit of Roger Marston has hidden itself.
What? Bosh! It's Roger Marston himself. What happened?
One of Williams' chaps laid him out. Just as well, too, or somebody might have suffered serious injury. Well, this is the end of all those foolish superstitions about Roger Marston's ghost and Roger Marston's murder and so on. There lies Roger Marston, half man, half beast.
Poor devil.
And for some lunatic reason, he's chosen to hide himself in a black wood all these years. His mother has been his accomplice and taken him food.
But he's still alive, but he's in a disgusting state. We'd better get him to a hospital. But just think of it, all these years in... that horrible place. Why? Why?
I suppose his first idea was to revenge himself upon me and this household. The fellow was already half a madman when he first came to the neighborhood, and he's behaved like one ever since. Williams?
Yes, sir?
I'd like two of your chaps to go with my chauffeur and take this creature into Norwich Hospital. Say that I shall be in later today with an explanation.
Yes, sir.
Bring the car up, Tom.
The rest of you, with the exception of Parkins, please go to your beds. Thank you all for your help. And thank you, Middleton, Heggs. That can't have been easy for you.
No, Squire. I've never seen the like.
Ready when you are, Mr. Williams.
Then lift him into the car. Carefully now.
So you've got him at last, Everard Domini.
Ah. Mrs. Marston, you're just in time to accompany your son to the hospital. The car's ready to leave. I've nothing to say to you. Your own conscience should be sufficient punishment for keeping that poor creature alive in such a fashion. and ministering to his accursed desire for vengeance all those years that I was in Africa.
He would have died if I hadn't brought him his food. I've wept all the tears a woman's broken heart could wring out, beseeching him to come back to me.
Yet you shared his foul plot for vengeance against that poor, harmless woman who now lies unconscious. You're an evil pair. But you are far worse than your half-witted son.
He's safe in the car, sir, but we'd better be off before he comes to.
Yes. His mother had best go with him.
If you say so, sir.
So you're rid of us. Perhaps forever. You've said harsh things to both of us. Roger isn't always so bad. Sometimes he's more gentle than others. Well,
go along now. If Lady Domini recovers, you and your son are forgiven. If she never recovers, I wish you both the blackest corner of hell. How is she now, Doctor?
Well, her ladyship is still unconscious, I'm afraid. Perhaps this is a good sign. I never liked that unnatural calm of hers. However, we can only wait and hope.
I see.
Damn.
You never could play that shot, Eddie. Not enough side.
Fancy a game?
Not just now.
By Jove, that uniform's jolly well cut. If a country in peril ever decides to ignore my rather indifferent physique and send me out to do battle, I shall go to your tailor.
Oh, mine's only a local yeomanry rigger. They'll nab you for the guards.
Hello, visitors. I think I'd better make myself scarce.
Not too scarce, I hope.
I'll see you later. Toodle-pip.
Seaman, how nice to see you again.
My God, Domini, what is this?
11 years ago, I resigned a commission in the Norfolk Yeomanry. That little matter, however, has now been adjusted. At a time of national crisis, every man counts, it seems.
My friend, you are wonderful. You leave nothing undone. But there is no fear of your being sent abroad?
Not at present. They'll take the younger fellows first. Tell me, where have you been?
In Ireland. I had business there. But tell me, why do I find you down here? I looked to find you in London.
After Prince Ternilov returned to Germany, I felt I needed to get away. Besides, there were matters here needing my attention.
Ternilov. He left his volume of memoirs with you, I understand.
You don't miss much, do you, Seaman?
I also am thorough. Where is the volume?
Don't worry, it's quite safe.
It needs to be. I have orders to see that it is destroyed. You know, sometimes when I am away from you, I tremble. It may sound foolish, but you have in your possession just two things. The map and Ternilov's memoirs. Together they would wreck our propaganda in every country in the world and do us everlasting harm.
Both are safe. By the by, you're forgetting your usual caution, my friend. As you stooped to sit down, I distinctly saw the shape of a revolver in your hip pocket.
Oh. I forgot.
Well, with your name and the fact that you're only a naturalized Englishman, isn't it rather foolish to carry firearms around at a time like this?
You are right, as always, von Hagerstein. Here, take care of it for me.
Thank you. I'll lock it away in the desk.
Our weapons from now on must be weapons of guile and craft.
Will you stay the night?
If I may, we have much to discuss, and this is the last time for many months when it will be wise for us to meet on such intimate terms.
Well, well. Sounds like more visitors. I'm sorry, you were saying?
That we must not meet again for some months. So perhaps our dear Parkins will take vinous note of the occasion?
In other words, you're thirsty and propose that we drink a toast to our mission?
Tell you it is most urgent.
Sir Everard is engaged. And
my God.
Good Lord.
The Princess Iderstrom and a gentleman, sir.
Thank you, Parkins. That'll be all.
Yes, sir.
My dear Princess. And Dr. Schmidt.
Now we shall see what we shall see. Come. Step forward, Doctor. Do not be afraid.
Schmidt, the man from Africa?
Now, look at this man very carefully, Doctor. Well, which is he?
Mein Gott! Das ist der Engländer!
What is this?
Mein Gott!
Everard Domini, what has happened to Leopold von Ragerstein?
I'm afraid that he met with the fate which he had prepared for me. We fought, and I conquered.
What? You killed him!
It was a matter of necessity. His body sleeps on the bed of the Blue River.
And your life was a lie?
On the contrary, it has been the truth. I assured you at the Carlton when you first spoke to me, and I've assured you at least a dozen times since that I was Everard Dominey. That is my name. That is who I am.
But you came to me at Cape Town. You had von Reigerstein's letters and secret documents. You knew his history.
Reigerstein and I exchanged the most intimate confidences the night we met at his camp, as Dr. Schmidt here knows. I told him my history and he told me his. As for his letters and papers, I took them from him.
My dear master, killed by that drunken Englishman?
Not so drunk as you fancied him, Doctor. Not so far gone that he wasn't able to pull himself together when the great incentive came.
My first and only suspicion was the night Johann Wolf disappeared.
Ah, yes. Wolf's coming was rather a tragedy. Fortunately, I had some Secret Service chaps in the house who were able to dispose of him.
You planned his disappearance?
Naturally. He knew the truth and was trying to communicate it to you.
But he did not acknowledge
me. A trick for my benefit. He sent a note to you by Reynolds. Reynolds relayed it to me.
And the money, £100,000 and more.
Oh, I understood that was a gift. However, if the German Secret Service would care to sue me...
What are you two? Are you lumps of earth? Clods? Creatures without courage? Is his life a sacred thing? Has he none of your secrets in his charge?
Great God above! He has the Kaiser's map and the ambassador's memoirs.
On the contrary, both are deposited at the Foreign Office. We hope to find them extremely useful later on.
Oh, my God.
Kill him! Oh, to God, I had a weapon. You are 2-1. Kill him!
Schmidt!
My dear princess, 4-2 the other way. What? Reynolds, Forster. Handcuffs, I think. Not the princess.
Oh, damn you!
I wouldn't if I were you, sir. There, that's got them.
Why am I being treated like this?
Dr. Schmidt.
That is my name, sir. I have only just arrived from East Africa. I came to expose that man. He is an apostle, a murderer. He killed a German nobleman.
He has deceived the Kaiser. He has dared to sit in his presence as Baron Leopold von Reigerstein.
I dare say you two don't mean to be funny, but you are. First, Dr. Schmidt accuses Sir Everard of being an impostor because he assumed his own name, accuses him of killing a man who planned in cold blood to kill him. You were involved in that, by the way, Schmidt. And then Mr. Seaman complains because Sir Everard carried out in Germany for England what von Reigerstein was supposed to be carrying out here for Germany. It's priceless.
I demand to know why I am being treated like a criminal.
Because you are one. What about you, Seaman? Any questions?
None.
You are very well advised. Within the last 2 days, your house in Forest Hill and your office in London have both been searched.
You have said enough. Fate has gone against me. I thank God that our master has other abler servants than I, and the strength to crush this island of popinjays and fools!
Oh, I say, popinjay seems a bit severe. Reynolds, you'll find a military car waiting outside. Kindly take these two beauties to the guardroom at Norwich Barracks. I've already arranged for an escort to take them to town. Tell the colonel I'll pop over later.
Very good, sir. Come along now, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Doctor. Please. Goodbye, Seaman, old friend. Princess, there can be little conversation between us. Yet I shall ask you to remember this. Von Reigerstein planned my death in cold blood. It was his life or mine. I fought for my country's sake, just as he did for his.
I shall hate you to the end of my days because you have killed the one I love. But although I am a woman, I know justice. Be so good as to suffer me to leave here at once, unescorted.
Very well. Goodbye, Princess.
Well, that's that all nicely in the bag, what?
Tell me, Captain Pelham, there's just one thing I've always been curious about.
What's that old thing?
How did you manage to keep hold of that fellow Wolf when there wasn't a war on and he wasn't breaking the law?
We had to stretch a point there. Plans of a fortress, eh?
You mean you found plans of a fortress on him?
Well, not exactly. It was a picture postcard of Norwich Castle, actually. But keep it there. Now, what about a drink, eh?
How is she, Doctor?
Oh, she's doing well. Come in, it's all right.
No fever or anything?
Oh, bless you, no. But when she does wake up, she'll either be her old self or...
Or
that part of her brain will be more or less permanently affected. I'm hoping for the best. She's waking up.
He is gone, she...
Oh, Everard.
Oh, my dear, dear Rosamond.
Oh, Everard, I've been so silly. Do you know there were even times when I couldn't believe that you were my own dear husband? Mine.
Oh, Rosamond.
There. Now I know at last you really are Everard Dominic.